This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Time for KER Politics. Got one of my favorite guys on the line with me right now, Dr. John Huber, PhD psychologist, hence the word doctor. We're going to talk about something that was brought up on the blog this past weekend. We were talking about, one of you folks, actually, I got to say, was talking about the herd mentality that's going on in investing, specifically in the gold market right now. Gold is pretty hot right now, and, you know, which is I think, kind of cool, being a bit of a gold bug. But people, to a large extent, aren't thinking for themselves. We're going to talk about that with John, not only in an investing sense, but we're also going to talk about that in the sense of what's going on in society today. There are a lot of misconceptions about the amount of people who are really involved in hate crimes in the United States. Well, you know, you pick up the Seattle Times here in the Northwest or the Picayune down in New Orleans or what have you, and you would think that everybody hates everybody and everybody's stabbing everybody, and that we're going to discuss the fallacy of that particular statement right now, because it all does very definitely fit into the pattern of the herd mentality. John, let's start out. Let's talk about what's going on in the media and the herd mentality. And then in the next segment, we'll get over to how it affects the investment community.
Well, if we look at the media, you know, they're kind of their own herd right there. Mm-hmm. So if one major outlet starts talking about race, well, the other outlets are concerned that, hey, we're going to lose our readership, our listenership, our viewership. So we've got to start pushing that. And, you know, the old mentality, if it bleeds, it leads. Well, you want to go for the most emotional situation to draw that attention so that, hey, somehow you can rise above the rest as far as your listeners and viewers and like that. So that angle going after, this is the worst, you know, racial divide we've ever had and all this kind of stuff, you're going to get listeners, you're going to get viewers. Then the other stations are like, wait a minute, we got to get those people back, so we're going to tell the same story again. And that becomes a vicious cycle, but it affects the culture of our community. And we start thinking, oh my goodness, you know, maybe this is, and we start talking like it is the worst racial times. And if we look at the numbers, we can't support that.
What's the exact number right now of people that are affected by what I would call extreme racial divide? What it is, less than 1%, isn't it?
Less than 1%. I've seen anywhere from 0.1%. I've actually seen lower, but you know, you think we have 330 to 345 million Americans. You know, you talk 1%, you're talking a 3.5 to 4 million people. 300,000 people is enough to disrupt this country if they're out there believing that there is racial inequality and we have to go out and do something about it. That's a big chunk of people.
It's a huge chunk of people. You know, one comment that I want to make is that, again, getting into another aspect of the herd mentality, you've got a group of people in the United States that are really causing a certain amount of divisiveness. I mean, are those people, by any stretch of the imagination, the majority, or what exactly are they? I'm talking now about the people who, we've gotten some very large violent demonstrations up here in the Northwest, John, particularly Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and then if you drop down into California, we've all seen what's happened in the San Francisco Bay Area, going over to Berkeley and the rest of it. What's affecting all of those people? I kind of think that a lot of the people that are involved in that movement really aren't thinking for themselves, because a lot of the issues that they're talking about really don't make any sense.
Well, I think we're back in the herd mentality again. I want to be part of the in crowd. And if it's serious enough for them to stand up in arms and for me, then they must be right. And so then we let our emotions take over. And, of course, when we do that, we stop thinking with our rational brain. In fact, we've seen in MRI studies the blood flows away from your rational centers in your brain, your executive functioning centers, and redirects blood flow to your emotional centers. So once you start that road of emotion and going purely off, this makes me feel good because I think I'm helping somebody, all rationality is lost. It's very difficult to get back into that state of mind. So let's go with the herd.
John, I got to tell you, I agree with that 100%. I think it's a very, very wise observation on your part. You know, and a good example, I think, of what's going on right now is the situation with North Korea. Now, I'm a real avid student of politics, for lack of better terms. Political junkie is what I would call myself, and my wife calls me. But I have to say this. There you go. But I am, and I'm thinking about rehab. Anyway, but what I have to say about that is the fact that the president is faced with a situation that one could deduce, or one could claim, is perhaps one of the most complicated, frightening situations in the United States right now, with Kim Jong-un, who I don't think is crazy. I think he's an incredibly bright man, and I think the implications of what he could accomplish are absolutely world-changing when you really stop and think about it. But, you know, people are claiming that Trump is not doing a good job at all, and I would have to say, as I mentioned on the blog just yesterday, I would have to say that I think he's doing a great job. I think the complications of the chess game that the world is involved with Kim Jong are extremely high. Any comments on that?
Well, I think you're exactly right, and you know, when you talk with somebody, whether they're trying to be perceived as a powerful bully type thing, those individuals, they only respond to bully responses, because if you don't do that, so we can sit back and look at some of earlier Trump responses that sounded like he was trying to bully back. Well, he was actually speaking on this level of communication that Kim Jong-un is. And I think you're exactly right. I don't think he's crazy. I think we don't see the world like he does. They are still in the Korean War. They've never stopped being in the Korean War. And they, you know, they're going to pull out every stop that they can to try and win the Korean War. So that's a big different perspective than I think Americans look at that situation.
Damn near 70 years too late, unfortunately, for them. But, you know, having said that, yeah. But having said that, isn't it interesting how the press, John, can control the herd mentality, how effective they are in controlling it?
It's almost scary. I mean, we used to talk about the yellow press, you know, and there's no mention of that today. And when I mention it to my college students, they look at me like, what's the yellow press? You know, they don't have any understanding about how, you know, they could get together and push our culture and our community into a different direction. And, you know, they're doing it right now. And it's so bad. You know, there used to actually be a question about that on IQ tests that I administered. It's no longer there anymore. They took it off my IQ test about free press and all that kind of stuff.
Why?
I think they realize people don't understand that concept anymore. And it probably goes back to the NEA and limiting what people learn, having the federal government tell counties and school districts and states what they're going to learn. Like now they're telling our kids they don't have to learn how to read and write in cursive. And my concern is, okay, how many generations out are we until they can't read the Constitution anymore?
You know, your comment about the NEA is something that's near and dear to my heart, in the sense that my wife was an occupational therapist, obviously now retired, and she, along with most of her colleagues who were theoretically NEA members because they didn't have a choice,
right,
had absolutely no use for that particular organization. I have some administrative friends who are pretty successful school district administrators, did a great job, and I cannot tell you all of the negative feeling, all of the negative thoughts that I'm hearing on a daily basis every time we get together about the National Education Association. And when someone like Dr. John Huber says they're limiting what kids are learning, to me that's terrifying. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. Stick around. We're going to talk about the herd mentality and how it relates to investing.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
I saw Dr. John Huber right now down in Texas. By the way, John, were you affected at all by the hurricane? I don't think you were.
Directly, we right. got about 14 inches of rain where I live, but we were on the upper, right in Austin, we were on that upper northwest tip of the rain, and we had some winds up to 35, 40 mile an hour, but you know, I was still able to go out and sit in my hot tub and, you know, in the rain, of course, but
Hey, when you live in
the... I can't sleep unless I get in the hot tub with my osteoarthritis, so I kind of was forced to, but it wasn't unpleasant.
We've had hot tubs basically our entire marriage. Mm-hmm. And in the Northwest, if you can't sit in a hot tub in the rain, you're done. Anyhow, I want to talk a little bit about, by the way, we are on a station in Austin. You and I can chat about that a little bit when we're off mic. Having said that, the herd mentality, I think, nowhere is it more prevalent in terms of investing than in the precious metals market, specifically gold and silver. You know, and just a real brief anecdote, and I'm going to give you the mic for the rest of this conversation, and that is, when I started the business back in 1982, we were in a very, very hot gold market, and there were friends who I had, colleagues that I had, who were making just scads of money selling gold-related investments. And you know what was interesting? I don't know, maybe I am the smartest guy in the world, but I saw that that was going to come to an end. And you know what I did? I basically pulled out of it, and you know what the end result was? We ended up hiring in our firm back in those days an awful lot of the quote-unquote geniuses who basically went into bankruptcy because they believed God was smiling on them and the gold market was never going to go down. There's a great example of ridiculous herd mentality. You're on, Big John.
All right. Well, that herd mentality, man, it is so hard to overcome. It's very powerful. You know, we started talking briefly about education. Well, our teachers and our parents reinforce that from the first day in kindergarten. You know, why aren't you, you know, doing like the rest of the class? They all have their pens out. You need to get your pen out. And we're taught that. We're reinforced that. Then we're taught, oh, you need to, you know, be self-motivated. But let's go to the pep rally so we can get the team spirit and everybody go out there unified. And then you go to college and it's like, oh, the professors, you know, most of whom have never worked outside of academia, and they're driving these people to do things that may not be in their best interest. One of the exceptions is in economics, a lot of them hire business professionals and retirees and people who have great experience. So I'm not trying to knock everybody, but a lot of our college people have never experienced the quote unquote real world. And they know what they love. They love their research. They love things that, again, tend to be emotionally driven because they're able to get published that way. And that's how professors keep their jobs, is by publishing. So it's kind of like, okay, now we got this path of least resistance, because if I go with the herd, I don't get the administrators mad at me. I don't get my parents mad at me. I don't get my teachers and my professors mad at me. And then we throw you out in the real world after you graduate, and you go get that great job that everybody told you you wanted, and you realize 4 or 5 years into it that this isn't what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And it's a struggle. And if we look at investments that way, you hear everybody. I mean, you cannot turn on a television or a radio station and not get buy gold, and they give you this great next catastrophe that's going to happen. And the only way to save yourself is to buy gold, or silver. And, you know, it makes you think that everybody is doing that, just like we talked about the racial tensions. Every media outlet, news station, talks about racial divide. We start to believe that that's all that there is. You get to experience this heavy burden of this huge herd, and now you're kind of, okay, do I fight this or do I go with the flow? And again, it's that path of least resistance and stopping, standing up and saying, wait a minute, this isn't exactly right. We're not getting the whole picture, is very, very difficult to do. One of the things I teach my students is the important thing about the news stories you read is, what are they not telling you?
Right. I agree 100%. I think that's one thing that we try to bring out on KER Politics, is the sense that the news is, in many cases, really aren't telling the whole story. One thing I learned being in the publishing business many, many years ago is what news is all about, and the publishing business is really all about, is it's a matter of selling ad space. And the more bizarre the stories, as long as they're just not out and out lies, the more bizarre the stories, are, the more newspapers you're going to sell. You know, having said that, a good example that I can think of this herd mentality is back in the late 1990s and early part of this century, we had the refi mania. Everybody was taking money out of their homes. Everybody thought the world would, you know, that particular environment would never change. We're now in a new paradigm, everybody was saying. And you know what? That is exactly when we changed the subject matter of the Key Cornell Economics Report back in those days, in the sense that we realized that there is no way that that particular environment could last forever. All you had to do was stop and think about it, John.
Right. Yeah, no, and that's exactly right. But you said that key phrase. You had to stop and think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're in that herd mentality, what are we driven by? The emotionality of it. And it's virtually impossible the way our body works. And we shift in that fight or flight mode, and we start shifting all the blood flow over to our emotion, like you, who can step away and say, okay, let's look at this rationally. And people are panicking. What do you mean, look at it rationally?
You know, it really is kind of interesting how people don't stop and think. People take the path of least resistance. And I would say that the herd mentality, in a very real sense, is the path of least resistance. You know, in the area of the precious metals industry, gold and silver, for example, you've got an awful lot, as you, I'm sure you're aware, of charlatans out there, guys who are quote-unquote preaching to the herd. You know, as long as they are printing or discussing material that people want to believe, regardless of whether or not there's any intelligent rationale behind it, you know, I have to tell you, people are going to believe it, and a lot of folks out there are selling an awful lot of investors while they themselves are making an awful lot of money. They're selling an awful lot of investors down the drain. It happens every day in my industry, and people don't seem to ever want to, they don't seem to ever want to stop and think for themselves, and that's what I find to be very frustrating. John, 30 seconds, final words on why people don't follow their instincts.
The biggest reason, it's hard. Doing the right thing is never the easy thing. So you need to stop and pull yourself together, and if it feels so perfect, emotionally gratifying, you need to stop and look, and just like in the media and the news, what are they not telling you?
There you go, Dr. John Huber. He'll join us again in a couple of weeks. John, always a pleasure.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cornell Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in, chatting with Jim McKinney right now. I'm going to get some other people from our political discussion group to weigh in on some of the issues that we're going to be talking about right now. Also, in the next segment, which will be the final segment of KER Politics, I want to get straight on one thing, by the way. I think it's very important to realize that when Dr. John Huber was talking about the minimal amount of African Americans that are singled out for profiling, or whatever you want to call it. There's so many terms to use right now. He said the number was less than 1%, and I find that to be very interesting. I do want to say for the record, though, I think that profiling is wrong, and I would have to say that it apparently does exist. I think it is wrong, but regardless of the percentage of African Americans that are profiled, or Islamic folks or whatever who are profiled, that's wrong, and there's just nothing at all you can say about that. But I have to say, I don't think that Dr. Huber was implying that there was anything not wrong about that. Having said that, Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, sent out a fundraising email a couple of days ago on Tuesday, for example, about President Trump's decision to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, the DREAMers, as is really well known. That's the hot topic right now. And she said in there, and this is a direct quote, this is the woman who runs Planned Parenthood, the abortion leader's giant, said, quote, "Here at Planned Parenthood, we firmly believe that every person has a right to live, work, and raise a family freely and without the threat of deportation or separation." What about the threat of death, Cecile? I guess I have to say, Jimmy, what's your comment on what Cecile had to say?
Well, I thought it was incredibly ironic that the Planned Parenthood that actually lives on the destruction of human beings would come out and say that everybody has a right to live. It's pretty ironic. I think the Heritage Foundation tweeted a response, everybody? Question mark.
Yeah.
I can't remember exact response, but it's something like that. I think that response is very typical of what is happening today with every major organization, left-leaning organization, anti-administration organization, and even in some cases, some of the people on the right, you know, conservatives and Republicans that don't appreciate either the responsibility that the president has or the person himself. And I think it's interesting how this constant dialogue that you hear becomes one, you know, the word, I think cruel was yesterday's terminology. You know, this is cruel. And it went from Don Lemon to, it went to just Rachel Maddow to all the different, and I can't actually quote them specifically, I shouldn't, but from many, many corners of the same types of, you know, ideologically directed groups using the same terminology. They pick it up very quickly. I think it's beginning to wear on people because a lot of that angst and that frustration that they continually perpetuate may not be that well-founded.
Mm-hmm. Well, it very well may not be, but I guess, you know, the question that I have at this moment in time is we live in a society who one of the fundamentals of American society is democracy, freely elected officials, okay? That gets a little bit, you know, when you start talking about some of the states that have more votes, et cetera, et cetera, you know, then it gets a little bit complicated. But the fact of the matter is in the United States, supposedly everybody has a right to vote and the votes will be tallied and whoever is freely elected will assume the office. Now, that, without a doubt, that does happen. Now, I have to say that that doesn't mean necessarily that we need to preclude certain people from elections. If the country as a whole, if the majority of the country is willing to elect people who, for example, Jim McKinney and Al Corlin don't approve of, that's not their problem. It's our problem in the sense that if somebody is freely elected, I mean, take, for example, we have a candidate in Bellingham, Washington right now who is she's an atheist, number one, very avowed atheist, and number two, she is an avowed socialist by her own actions and words. Having said that, if she gets elected and I don't vote for her, I really have no legitimate complaint about that. I think what I'm trying to stress here, Jim, I know what I'm trying to stress here, is you got to take action. You have to understand all situations, and damn it, you have to vote in an informed manner. Otherwise, it ain't going to work.
Well, and that's, I guess that's the crux to the question here. So with, for instance, using the parent example, you know, you've got a whole plethora of left-wing organizations that are basically against this administration trying to find any opportunity to undermine it. And that is supported by major media outlets. Where do people get information? How do they find what's right and what's wrong? And unfortunately, most people don't spend the time, don't have the time to sit down and do thorough analysis. And what we have is a very skewed major media, almost, I would argue, almost propaganda that is so against fundamental values the United States has been built upon, over generations, not just the United States, but humanity. Mm-hmm. And it's beginning to, I think it's beginning to build. I think Trump he's not the cause of it. I think he's the response to it. I think he is the result of this continual pressure from left organizations, from media outlets, from people that are really trying to force people to think and believe in a certain way that they believe is ideologically right, mm-hmm. and then controlling the information and passing it out there to meet their very either biased or like another lemming just jumping in line because they're afraid to step out against it. And Trump is the result of that. People were, and that's why he was elected. People are afraid to speak what they believe underneath, but they could vote, and that's why he was elected. And I think it's, again, I don't think that many people like him and think like his personality, but or think he's the greatest guy. But I think he stands for something, and that's why people support it. And I don't think the left has got it yet. I don't think they understand that. I don't think they know why this came from.
Well, we're going to see a shift in the country. There's no question about that. And we're going to see that shift before the 2020 elections are over. And what I mean by a shift is either what you and I define as common sense, and I want to stress, we're just two individuals, but what you and I define as common sense is really, really either going to prevail over the next few years, or it's not going to prevail. I guess the only comment I can make, Jim, is I really hope that it does. There are so many things going on in society right now that I just don't understand. You know, one of the reasons I come out against, for example, racial profiling, it's not my fault. Is it the police's fault? I think it's a fault of past actions, for lack of better terms. But the fact of the matter is you have to work with what you've got. No question about that. We got about a minute left here. I got one quick question for you right now. How do you think 2018, we're a year away from some major elections in 2018, you think the Democrats are going to get back in office, back in power?
I predict they will not. I think they have made some very bad choices in the way they've pursued politics. I think they have been playing checkers when the Trump administration has been playing three-dimensional chess. Uh-huh. I think they've been successful in some ways getting people to be afraid of Trump, but I think that's going to fade. And I think with these disaster issues right now, with potential tax, some reform, some other issues, I think that they're going to be proven wrong over time that they were focused on Russia and these ridiculous things. I think they need to get back to policy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Okay, here to wrap up KER Politics. Got a good one this time in segment four, chatting with a gentleman by the name of Dr. Joseph Alton. Dr. Alton is, among other things, a renowned expert in disaster preparedness. Guess what we're going to talk about here? We're going to talk about that as it relates to Irma, as Dr. Alton lives in Florida, South Florida specifically. So we're going to talk about what's going on down there in terms of initial preparedness and what's happening right now. Fortunately, for me anyway, we have a new regular guest, as far as I'm concerned, on KER Politics, as Dr. Alton is a voracious writer, very opinionated regarding politics, and let me tell you, he is right up our alley. Dr. Alton, what's going on in Florida, and what are you suggesting to people who are looking to you for advice?
Well, Al, first, thank you very much for having me on your show. I appreciate being here, being able to spread my message of preparedness. Well, I'll tell you what's happening in Florida right now is, in some cases, panic, in other cases, just industrious preparation. I'll tell you that it is a tough errand to go to the local supermarket. Shelves are empty of pretty much anything that you really would want. I'm sure you can get some ketchup or a roll of toilet paper. I'm not even sure about that.
Probably not.
So that's one thing. Half of the gas stations are completely out of gas. The rest just have maybe a little bit of premium left. And people have been hitting the road, and they're trying to hit the road, because there's a lot of gridlock heading north out of the hurricane zone. And that's the problem, is that the zone actually goes all the way up to Atlanta, it appears. There's going to be possibly tropical storm effects from this hurricane as far north as Atlanta, and rain even beyond that, well into the rest of the southeast. So pretty amazing situation down here. I think that a lot of people have done their homework. I think a lot of people have not, and are going to be surprised. I'm seeing a lot of on the block I'm on, I was seeing a lot of people with shutters up or going up, and I'm just hoping for the best. Pretty much the preparedness motto, you know, hope for the best and prepare for the worst.
What have you done personally, Doc?
Well, we have hurricane shutters that are a pain to put up. I'll tell you, I'm an old man and I'm a hurting gator right now because I've been putting up these aluminum shutters. Each of them are singles and each window has about six of them and they need to be, screwed in place. And I'll tell you, it's not easy. Also, I have some tall windows and so I have to get on the ladder. I have to move a lot of potted plants and patio furniture inside. What I can't put inside, I've had to chain and put against the outer walls. That, by the way, if you are preparing for the hurricane, make sure you do that. You do not want potted plants to become missiles that go through your windows. That's something. We've been looking at the house, looking for what would be the safe room in the house. The safe room in our house is a walk-in closet that's pretty much dead center in the middle of the house, no windows, and lots of clothes that can provide cushion in case the roof blows off and in case there's a lot of debris that comes in. So just a lot of that. We have tarps for the expected roof damage that's probably going to occur. At the very least, we're going to have some tiles that will roof tiles that will lose. In 2005 in Wilma, we lost some tiles and considered ourselves lucky, honestly, because there are people that lost a lot more. So, and we've also been working hard, Al, on food and water. And I want to tell your folks out there that might be in the Florida area that I want them to start collecting ice. I want them to get the Tupperware out, fill it with water, put it in the freezer now. Right? If you don't have Tupperware, just fill plastic bags with water, put it in the freezer, have them freeze into nice ice blocks. And before we had refrigerators, we had ice boxes. And indeed, that's what essentially your refrigerator is going to be when the power goes out. So we want to wrap your food in foil, eliminate the air pockets, and then just push them all against these improvised ice blocks that you're making. And if you can do that, your food will stay fresher longer and you'll stay healthier.
You know, the thing that I wonder about when you have a situation, a really horrifying situation that potentially exists on your very block, for lack of better terms, what I wonder about is why don't people accept the danger as reality? Why do people simply not want to accept it and not do anything and just assume that it ain't going to happen? You know, it's kind of like, I'm never going to die.
It is rather amazing, and indeed, I will be the first to admit that today I doubt that you will be a victim of a disaster. And over the course of the next month, most of the people in this country are not going to be involved in any kind of disaster, even with the hurricane barreling through. But think about it over the course of time. Over the course of a lifetime, what's your chance of being involved in some kind of disaster, natural disaster, a man-made disaster? Well, maybe it's not so small. And when you compute in your children's lifetimes, well, we're talking about a real chance that somebody one day is going, in your family, is going to be involved in some kind of disaster. So it's important to instill a culture of preparedness, not just preparedness, but even medical preparedness. That these days, you know, that we have a lot of shooter events, and indeed one day you may be a bystander when there is some kind of mass casualty event. In that circumstance, especially in a shooter event, law enforcement cannot stop to help the wounded until they have neutralized the threat. There's somebody making more casualties. So in that circumstance, the bystander has an opportunity to save a life by just simply performing just basic first aid to stop bleeding.
We're going to talk about that on a future show, guaranteed. We had a major disaster here in a city just about half an hour south of where I'm sitting recording right now, and that was, you know, a kid walked into a mall in Burlington, Washington, and just began shooting people. You know, you think it's never going to happen to me. Well, as you and I were talking off mic, I'll tell you when it will happen to you, where I live anyway. Walk into downtown Bellingham, which is, it's a great little city aside from the political atmosphere, but you walk into downtown Bellingham wearing a Make America Great hat again, you know, and you're going to get physically accosted, guaranteed. That's how bad society is today. So I think that the concept of preparedness, you know, when you talk about the concept of preparedness in a situation like Harvey, for example, in Texas, or Irma in the case of the South where you are right now, that is something that I think is easier for people to accept, because hurricanes aren't exactly, they're not an unknown factor. You pretty much know they're going to happen with certain regularity. But preparedness, in my opinion, really is important to be in that, in an environment of preparedness almost constantly when you look at the violence that's going on in our country right now. Agree or disagree? Doc, we've got a minute left. I'd like to hear your opinion on that.
Al, we call that situational awareness, and we teach situational awareness as a basic aspect of the prepared society. And so everyone should be, not, of course, you know, biting their nails, but they should be having a calm and relaxed vigilance about their surroundings. And if they can do that, then they'll give themselves the best chance of surviving even the worst events.
Well, you know, this is a subject that's near and dear to my heart right now, primarily because being involved in politics as I am, and as you are also, I realize the importance of preparedness. What I would like to talk with you about perhaps in the next segment is, to what level do we take that amount of preparedness? I mean, do we learn how to use firearms? Do we carry firearms? What do we do? Do we just simply, change our attitude a little bit? I really have to wonder, and the reason I say that is because many of my friends, if not the vast majority of my friends, people who I never thought this would be the case, actually have what in Washington we call a concealed weapons permit, which allows you to carry weapons. I have friends living where I live, which is about 2 hours north, not 2 hours, I'm sorry, which is about, 45 minutes north of Portland, north of Bellingham, Washington. And some of my friends, a retired Annapolis graduate comes to mind first and foremost. They simply are in a position where they will not leave their homes here where we live without their weapons. I wonder about the common sense of that. Dr. Joe Alton, thank you so much for your time, sir. Hope you guys enjoyed KER Politics this week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.